Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. A confessed killer was on the witness stand today in the Whitey Bulger trial for a third consecutive day. John Martirano admits he's murdered 20 people, but he struck a deal with the government to get out of jail in exchange for testifying against Bulger. Today, though, the defense questioned the basis for Martirano's freedom, and it tried to prove to the jury that he cannot be trusted by poking holes in his testimony. From federal court, WBUR's Asma Khalid has details.
Bulger's attorney Hank Brennan showed the jury a copy of the plea deal Martirano signed with prosecutors, then ripped into Martirano, outlining reasons the witness might have lied to secure that deal. Brennan asked Martirano if a possible death sentence for a murder in Oklahoma had agonized him while he sat in jail considering a bargain with the feds. Martirano admitted it did. Martirano served just 12 years for 20 murders and received $20,000 from the government when he got out of jail to start up his new life. Brennan repeatedly asked Martirano if he's prone to lying. Martirano insisted he wasn't, but admitted he had lied on a number of occasions. He lied to his friend John Callahan before he murdered him. He lied to the Massachusetts State Police when he described the murder of James O'Toole. When the prosecution stepped back up to the plate, it tried to clarify the inconsistencies in Martirano's stories. Assistant U.S. Attorney Fred Wyshak made the case that Martirano was not a liar, that those lies were mere mistakes. Wyshak also listed off 11 murders and asked if Bulger had been involved. After each name, Martirano simply said, "Correct." Whatever his motivations and however honest he may be, Martirano, the confessed killer of 20 people, slipped out of the courthouse, avoiding reporters, as a free man. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.